WTAW News Time is 8:05. 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. It's a big week for two divisions of Bryan's CHI St. Joseph Health. This morning is the groundbreaking of a health and wellness center for those 55 and older. The Mature Well Lifestyle Center is a joint project with the Texas A&M Health Science Center, and it'll be built south of the Traditions Golf Course. Tomorrow morning marks the opening of the first Ronald McDonald House family room in the Brazos Valley. It's located on the third floor of St. Joseph Health Center. The ribbon cutting is tomorrow morning at 11:30, followed by an open house that continues until 5. More than 20 local donors contributed to creating the space for families whose children are undergoing emergency care. And the Bryan City Council was given an update on the hospital's new emergency room. City Engineer Paul Casper says the entrances for the public and ambulances will no longer be off 29th Street.
The location of where you as an individual would go to the ER is actually on the opposite side of the building. You would enter off of Villa Maria and Osler was the last plan that I saw.
The city and CHI are making improvements on Memorial off 29th, where ambulances will access the new Level 2 Trauma Center, which is tentatively scheduled to open in the first half of May. The College Station City Council at its last meeting approved zoning changes to allow construction of a new medical facility on Rock Prairie Road east of Baylor Scott and White Hospital. While there was no discussion at the council meeting, it was talked about a month ago during a Planning and Zoning Commission public hearing. Developer Larry Parker of Tyler says the plans call for at least 116 skilled nursing beds.
With extensive rehabilitation services in the form of physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy, perhaps IV therapy, this is in no way a drug rehabilitation center.
No construction timeline was given either to PNC or the City Council for the facility at Rock Prairie and Medical Avenue. Texas A&M's president and police chief have issued statements regarding last month's report of racial slurs directed at Dallas area high school students and counselors on a campus tour. President Michael Young says one A&M student is no longer associated with the university. Police Chief Mike Reagan says the Brazos County Attorney's Office determined there was not enough evidence to file criminal charges. Both issued statements inviting anyone with information not previously reported to contact UPD. Young says there's no video showing the February 9th incident where UPD took statements from one student and one counselor from Uplift Hampton Preparatory School. Reagan noted there were opportunities for improvement to how UPD initially responded. Reagan says additional training has been among the steps he says will ensure such information is handled more appropriately in the future. Young said A&M's Stop Hate desktop website will have a mobile platform in April to allow more timely reporting of racial incidents. The president also announced new students will be required to attend cultural competency training starting this summer. A&M did not disclose whether any other university students received disciplinary action, citing federal student privacy laws. Online at WTAW.com, you can read the statements issued by the president and the police chief. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news on the way at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. We're joined by Bryan City Manager Joey Dunn next, and you can text your questions and comments to 979-695-1620. I'm Patrick Zeinert, NewsHawk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Warspangers. Spring is just around the corner. With the weather warming up and the days getting longer, can't you think of anything better to do than laundry? Let's go back over the facts one more time. You've got one small residential washer and dryer. Each load takes about an hour to wash, dry, and fold. Now, I know some of you just stuff it all in a bag, but that's why people take pictures of you when you go to Walmart. A couple of loads and there's 2 hours gone, but we both know you've got way more than that because you hate to do laundry. But wait, there's our handy drop-off laundry service. Step one, you haul those dirty clothes in our door. Give us your name and phone number and then go enjoy springtime in the Brazos Valley. Step two, you walk back in and smugly pick up all your clean clothes that are now neatly folded and bagged up. Pay your bill, not near as bad as you thought it would be, and resume enjoying springtime in the Brazos Valley. Let's recap. Whether it's piles of dirty clothes or simply stuff like comforters too big for your machine, or maybe even bedrolls that have way too many campfire memories, let Harvey Washbanger solve your laundry problems. Now go enjoy springtime in the Brazos Valley.
Let's check some weather, shall we? It's 8:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging services. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Cloudiness this morning will give way to sunshine. It'll be breezy. Temperatures are going to be somewhere between 75 and 80 this afternoon. We have clear weather tonight. Lows will fall back to about 45 to 50. High pressure tomorrow, resulting in lots of sunshine. Temperatures will be 70 to 75. It'll be partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be 50 to 55. Partial sun Saturday. Temperature Saturday, very close to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:11, time to talk about things going on in the city of Bryan. And while I'm sure that Joey Dunn on some days wants to be city manager, he's not the city manager. He's the deputy city manager. So anyway, thanks
well,
for coming
like,
in this morning.
I like being just right there.
Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, so thanks for being with us this morning.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to get your thoughts first of all about Uri Gava from the Bombers came in and made a presentation to the city about they'd like to see some things over at Cellucor Field or the old Travis Park enhanced some. There's some money involved there. What has the city basically been charged with now that you've gotten his presentation? What's the next step as you look toward making some expenditures there?
Well, certainly they are a good partner of the city. Been there almost 10 years now, and the original agreement was a 10-year use agreement, and some major improvements have happened. If people don't recall what it looked like before, they took over the project in a very successful league, so we're glad to have them at Bryan. The council asked staff to go and look at options, at funding options and ways to partner with them on just really enhancing the facilities. That's an old facility. They've got new bathrooms and a new, fairly new parking lot, but the parking lot all of a sudden needs
Hey, I watched my classmates play Bryan High there.
Okay,
so that's
okay.
How long
sorry
I know,
about
no,
that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I know exactly what
so,
you mean.
And so the stands need some work, and the field needs some work. You know, it's got a historical marker, I guess, on the irrigation system there. I don't know,
yeah.
But
serial number 3, I think. Yeah, something like
yeah,
that.
So
yeah.
There's some work to be done, but we'll work with them, and that council has to come out with some ideas, looking at different, you know, funding options, either, from different funds, perhaps, hot funds or hotel occupancy or parkland dedication, other things that might be need to look at and just come back to the council and see what we can do to keep them going.
Well, I think we're all in agreement. It's a quality of life situation to be able to have it there. And for the folks who haven't gone, it's a great family entertainment. It really is. It's not about wins and losses, even though they've been very successful. Just the idea that it's something nice to have.
It is. It's a lull time, you know, during the year when a lot of people, well, there's none of that anymore. Right. but it is a time of year that really seems to be a good filler of things that, and a great activity for families.
Sure.
And we're again glad to have it in Bryan.
Joey Dunn joined us this morning from the city of Bryan. Talk a little bit, if you will, about where we are in the development of downtown Bryan. We've just had a second reading on a TERS there. This would be the area from basically the old Verisco building and north up to the end of Main Street.
Absolutely. Very excited. As I mentioned, I wasn't here very long, and I think you were ill that day, so it's good to see you back.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
But we have 5 blocks that are under redevelopment this year in 2016. As you're right, as you head north of Verisco from the Verisco building, and I'm not just talking about city-owned or city blocks, if you will, we assembled a number of properties about 7 or 8 years ago. We had to do a lot of things like infrastructure and some cleanup, but now we have agreements with 2 different developers for major mixed-use developments. And then there are other private developments that are occurring as well at the same time. So you'll see some things happening this year. Very excited about Daniel and Stark has a Legal Monkeys sort of a shoot-off of their company. You know,
sure.
They operate in downtown. Lots of employees. They need parking. They need space. They're underway in that next block just north of Verisco on the right, north of 24th and Main. And then we have a two-story or a two-block, five-story, or I guess it's four stories, four or five stories development called the Jordan Center that we're working with Chris Lawrence, BCS Modern Living, and we're looking at that. That's the Kimball Feed blocks.
Sure. Okay, the old Kimball Feed building. Yeah. You know that. Well, now, and part of this now, you have to start looking at a behavioral change for people.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's always used to being able to park. Oh, I got to walk a block. Right. And now we're going to ask people really to travel a ways. And, of course, there is a parking garage. But, again, there's some behavioral changes that are going to have to take place there.
Yeah, right now, you know, there's plenty of on-street parking in the area because there's not a whole lot up there. But
right.
as things begin to, if we call it density, you know, if things start to build in, there's going to be more challenges. We have a couple of great options. We have some properties on the east side of the railroad tracks along Tabor,
mm-hmm.
which is opportunity for satellite lots. Chris Lawrence is building a structured parking along with his development. And then we're also building a parking lot next to the ice house. That's
okay.
the old storage tank. Used
mm-hmm.
to be above for storage
sure.
tank.
Right.
So, you know, we're going to do what we can as we go along to try to meet the needs of what is added. But again, yes, you're right. It will take, you know, that's the whole point. We want people to park anywhere in downtown and have a great experience as you walk down Main Street or Bryan Avenue, you know, to go from one end to the other.
Mm-hmm.
It takes some psychology to get people to walk 12 blocks at one time.
It does. Yeah, that's true. Joey Dunn joining us this morning. Can you kind of give us a sense of where we are with sales tax revenue? Because obviously we're a little concerned about the oil industry and the prices have gone down and hotel occupancy has fallen a little bit, and that's one of the driving factors. But overall sales, how's that looking?
It's been pretty steady. This year, I just have in front of me that through the end of fiscal year, the calendar year 15, we're about a quarter into 16. We have other data coming in as well, but we're probably pretty steady. We're still seeing some growth over actual from last year, so we're not seeing a dip
mm-hmm.
in sales tax. We continue to see an increase in hot tax, hotel occupancy tax, which is another good indicator. Now those numbers can be skewed a little bit if you build more units. You know, it's not just, you know, comparing apples to apples if
sure.
you're talking about same number of units year over year. We're still building hotels
mm-hmm.
And different types of hotels, not just one, one particular type. Very excited about, you know, the one on the west side, the
yeah.
Stella Hotel and others. But we're seeing pretty good, healthy growth still in both of those indicators. And we're not discounting the negative impact, of course, of the oil
and industry,
gas.
Yeah.
But we've still seen that a negative impact on extended stay.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about. I think yesterday the city announced that they're doing an outreach to citizens who'd like to see some sort of traffic calming programs or control programs. Obviously, speeds on residential streets is important in a quality of life thing. So tell me a little bit about that process.
Well, recently the city hired a guy named Gary Schatz. He's had a lot of great experience in working with a lot of different larger cities in this area, in the state with regard to traffic calming. And he's kind of our expert on that and has put together a program where different neighborhoods can come together and apply for improvements. We all think of speed humps as sort of the traditional tool,
mm-hmm.
but that's not the only tool.
There's
a number
of
other things.
Well, you did a temporary roundabout over on Nash,
we did,
right,
and that was to kind of do a little study.
Yeah.
And it looks like that will occur more in a permanent fashion, but they're looking at that as well as some other improvements at Trophy and Broadmoor and other areas that have been asked by the residents of those areas. That area, you know, have Blinn College nearby. You have new apartments that are being built, new commercials. So those are changing some traffic patterns in that area, and we want to respond to the needs of the residents in that area.
I don't know if you've seen any data from that. Obviously, it's done in Europe a lot. In older areas, they'll do that rather than a four-way stop. They'll do a roundabout, and that tends to move traffic through. Have you gotten much negative out of the citizenry from because of that you know of?
About the roundabout itself?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know the results exactly of the survey. They did a survey, and it was kind of neat how they did it. They did a sort of a, you know, as you saw it, as people have seen, it was a sort of a temporary experiment, if you will, to kind of to gauge the traffic flow, as well as they administered a survey. There were some negatives. I mean, you know, it's a little different. Talk about psychology of coming up to a roundabout, and if you're going to turn left, you got to go right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
So
sure.
There's some things like that in there. you know, we've again, it's a mix of things. But I think so far we've received pretty positive reviews from the neighborhood. And that's really what we're trying to do, is protect the neighborhood, you know, from cut through traffic, or at least calming, you know, traffic flow.
Sure.
It's an age restricted neighborhood, and you know, again, they've got a lot of things going on around them. It's a convenient location, but you know, again, we want to make sure that it can preserve the neighborhoods predominantly.
Believe it or not, Bryan, College Station has two airports. If you didn't know, Coulter Field's been around a long time. But talk a little bit about Coulter Field, where it is now, and where the short term is.
We've got a great manager out there, James Brown. I always like to mention his name.
Yeah, most exciting man in aviation, right?
Yeah. But he's doing a great job for us, and Kevin Russell and the staff, and you know, Carmen Mulvaney and others. We've got. A great asset. It is an economic development asset for the city of Bryan. It's a gateway to the city. There are a number of things that we're doing with TxDOT. We're very proud of our relationship with TxDOT, and we've got basically a 90-10 grant on deferred maintenance types of things, everything from paved surfaces to, you know, other infrastructure that needs upgrading. We're putting in sewer line right now. You see the pipe going in. Along Wallace, which is adjacent there, and that will really spur on some other things going on out there. But the activities are great. We're building some new hangars. We're working with the Bryan Business Council. A number of things are going on. We just had a tour out there last week with a couple of council members, and really, you know, getting we're bringing some information to council. But we have a business plan that was adopted, first one ever for us, last year, and you know, things are really looking up for the airport.
Anything else you got on your radar screen
today? We're about halfway through our comprehensive plan. Mm-hmm. I want to mention that. We have an upcoming public forum on April the 14th. I believe it may be 15th. It's a joke.
Thursday or Friday.
It's on a Thursday.
Okay, that's the
14th. 6 p.m.
Then. Okay.
You won't get people to come out at 6 p.m. on a Friday.
You're right. That's a good
on
point.
On a Thursday,
yeah,
you
yeah.
would. At Jones Elementary, we're really trying to reach our both English and Spanish-speaking populations. We really want to be visionary when we're talking 20 years out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to be realistic too, but we're kind of at that critical point. We really want to have some feedback from folks to come out and give us some input. We've got a great steering committee. They'll be at First Friday also tomorrow night, and getting some exposure as well.
Excellent. Okay. And I know you want to mention something else. Joey and I work with the Salvation Army, and they've got an event coming up.
Yes, Scott, and we appreciate your role in helping the Salvation Army get the word out. But we have our annual banquet. I think it's our, I don't know if it's our third or fourth, but annual banquet.
I think it's fourth.
Coming up on May the 5th at the College Station Hilton at 6 p.m. Again, a silent and live auction. We'll have a special speaker that will be announced very soon.
Okay.
Very excited about it. But again, we've got a great steering committee, Keith Hausel, and, of course, the lieutenants, Jeremy and Michelle Walker, and their staff are really working hard on this. But we do appreciate everybody's support. There's opportunities for sponsorship for the event, and everybody will receive a lot of letters will be going out shortly.
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably get one too.
Yep, probably. Yep,
but we do appreciate your role in this, mm-hmm. and there's just a lot of people to come together for this event.
Sure, glad to do that. Okay, thanks a lot for the time this morning.
All right, Scott.
You bet. That's our Bryan Community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Jennifer Koshenko with your money now. The number of people applying for new unemployment benefits rose by 6,000 last week, but it remained low enough to suggest employers continue to steadily expand. The four-week moving average of claims, which removes weekly volatility, fell by 1,750. Hisense is targeting the U.S. TV market with a move in Mexico. The Chinese electronics manufacturer is doubling down on an investment in a Mexican factory as it grabs for a bigger slice of North America's television market. The government has issued a final rule on e-cigarettes prohibiting them from domestic or foreign airlines flying to, from, or within the U.S. The regulations are designed to eliminate any confusion over whether the previously existing ban on cigarettes and tobacco products actually included e-cigarettes. Crude oil down 20 cents at $34.46 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open. That's your money now.
Hey, Lucy, you're the CFO of this company.
That's why you pay me.
We need a better way to manage our expenses.
Concur.
Automated expense reports.
Concur.
Faster invoice processing, timely financial data, a whole system that helps us make better decisions around how we spend our money.
Concur.
While I appreciate your enthusiasm, I'm actually looking for ideas, not agreement.
That's why we're getting Concur for expense, travel, and invoice. Everything you described scaled perfectly to our business, and it's surprisingly cost-effective.
Lucy, you're a genius.
I concur.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Fall Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations. Kent is back from show and ready for you to see all the new items he's brought back with him. New pieces, new builders, new books to view. Lots and lots of new. Experience the quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that will give you years of enjoyment. Custom orders are available too. Stop by today to see all the new pieces Kent has brought back from show. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, say 26, and so Consumer Reports in the annual April issue come up with their survey of the best cars in each category and all that. So 280 test vehicles, and each rank at or near the top of its category and had an average or better predicted reliability in each of these categories. For sports cars under 40,000, that would be the Mazda MX-5 BRZ. Sports cars over 40K, and we can't afford them, so it doesn't matter. That's the Beamer M235. If you the best compact car, according to Consumer Reports, is the Subaru Impreza. Subcompact car, that's the Honda Fit. Midsize car, once again, the Toyota Camry. And luxury midsize car, the Mercedes-Benz E250. When it comes to big O cars, in the moderate price range.
The big O cars?
Big O cars. It'd be the Chevrolet Impala, which ain't nearly as big O as it used to be.
No.
Minivans, the Toyota Sienna.
Sienna,
them too. The small SUV is the Subaru Forester. The midsize is the Kia Sorento. The luxury SUV I've never heard of. It's the Lexus RX. I don't know what that means. Oh, okay. And once again, the pickup truck for the 234th consecutive year, the Ford F-150.
If it ain't broke.
That's right. Well, if it ain't broke, go ahead and make the frame out of aluminum, right?
Yeah.
Anyhow, so that's Consumer Reports for what that's worth.
The MX-5's been at the top of that list for a long time,
has
too.
Has it? Yeah. Okay. Coming up in just a little while, is your job killing you? Is your job killing you? And radio is not on there, so that was makes me feel better. But anyway, we'll do news in a couple of minutes.
Kim Commando here. When the news finally broke a few weeks ago about the virus attack that paralyzed Hollywood Presbyterian, a major L.A. hospital, a few things quickly became clear. First, the hospital did its very best to keep this major news story from ever becoming public, because the hospital and its own IT department were primarily to blame. Hollywood Presbyterian isn't alone. Hospitals everywhere risk patients' lives every day by failing to protect critical computer systems. A new report shows that everything from bedside patient monitoring systems to automated drug dispensing machines to patient records are vulnerable. They're virtually wide open. Hackers are easily able to attack critical hospital systems and devices, and disable patient alarms that alert staff to code blue situations. The Hollywood Presbyterian event is a major wake-up call. Patient lives are at stake, and still, no one's really paying attention. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Kim Commando here. You know, there is no topic that gets more attention than personal safety and internet security. Everything we do online, from email to shopping, now carries a huge risk. Today's sophisticated cyber criminals launch their attacks from anywhere on the planet. They don't care what kind of damage they leave behind. So here's what I've done. I have personally evaluated every online security product and the companies behind them. Kaspersky Lab wins on every level. Kaspersky is simply superior technology. That's why more than 270,000 businesses, more than 400 million individual users, including me, all rely on Kaspersky Lab to protect us every day. The power to protect what matters most. Find out more at Kaspersky.com/Kim. You can get Kaspersky's protection right now and get 50% off the manufacturer's suggested price. That's Kaspersky.com/Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News time is 8:30. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. Last April, the Texas A&M Health Science Center and CHI St. Joseph Health announced plans for a two-story health and wellness center for those 55 and older. Groundbreaking takes place this morning south of the Traditions Golf Course on the 23,000-square-foot Mature Well Lifestyle Center. That's one of three CHI projects in various stages of development. The first Ronald McDonald House family room in the Brazos Valley is ready. There's a ribbon cutting tomorrow morning at 11:30 on the third floor of St. Joseph Health Center, and open house continues until 5. The 600-square-foot facility, funded by more than 20 local donors, allows families a free place to stay while their children are undergoing emergency care. The family room includes a kitchen, den, and children's play area. And St. Joseph's new emergency room is nearing completion. CHI says the tentative opening date is the first half of May. During a recent Bryan City Council meeting, CHI Governmental Affairs Officer Tim Ottinger was asked what will become of the vacated space.
Hospital space is like everything else. Once we found out we were going to move there, we have a convergence of departments and physicians all that wanted that space. So there's still a degree of study going on. It will be absolutely be used, but there are about four or five potential projects that could wind up there. And so I'm not in the loop enough to know that we've selected one that might wind up, but we will use that space for, I'm fairly certain, for patient care services.
City engineer Paul Casper says the public will access the new ER off Villa Maria and Osler, while ambulances will use Memorial off 29th. College Station's Medical District is gaining a new facility. That's after the City Council approved zoning changes for a senior skilled nursing facility east of Baylor Scott & White Hospital at Rock Prairie Road and Medical Avenue. There were no comments during the council meeting, but it was discussed during the Planning and Zoning Commission's public hearing a month ago.
This is in no way a drug rehabilitation center, not even remotely close. This is a medical facility that will provide both long-term care and short-term care for the elderly residents of College Station.
Developer Larry Parker of Tyler says there will be at least 116 beds on the one building campus that will offer physical, speech, and occupational therapy services. No timeline was given as to when construction will begin. Texas A&M officials have closed their investigation of racial slurs being made last month to a group of Dallas High School students and counselors taking an on-campus tour.
University Police Chief Mike Reagan says the Brazos County Attorney's Office determined there was not enough evidence to file criminal charges. President Michael Young says one university student who was interviewed is no longer associated with the school. The university would not state if any other students were disciplined, citing federal privacy laws. Young and Reagan both said anyone with information not previously reported is asked to contact UPD. The president said no one submitted video of what happened near Walton Hall on February 9th. The chief said officers interviewed one student and one counselor. Reagan said an internal review indicated what he called as opportunities for improving their initial response. And additional training has been among the steps to ensure how information is handled more appropriately in the future. The president says starting next month, there will be a mobile version of A&M's Stop Hate website to allow more timely reporting of racial incidents. And starting this summer, all new A&M students will be required to attend cultural competency training. Young also announced the faculty senate held open forums to hear ideas on responding to in-class incidents and how to make the required international and cultural diversity classes more applicable and purposeful. Statements from the president and police chief are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
An inmate at the Brazos County Jail was arrested for hitting a detention officer at least 13 times with a closed fist to his head. According to the arrest report, 28-year-old Christian Nelson committed the assault Tuesday morning as he was being escorted to the medical holding cell. Bryan police arrested three women while breaking up a disturbance yesterday during the midnight hour. Four officers responded to a fourplex on Frontier Drive off Finfeather, north of Palisota, where they had been twice on noise complaints. The third call was about six to seven highly intoxicated neighbors who were trying to fight the person who made the first two reports. 36-year-old Kimberly Crawford was arrested for interfering with an officer who was trying to make the arrest, and 37-year-old Nicole Crawford and 39-year-old Erica Crawford were arrested for obstruction. Two more arrests have been made from a drug-related robbery and beating near the victim's College Station home last December. According to the arrest report from College Station police, the victim set up the sale of 100 bars of Xanax through Facebook. That led to identifying 19-year-old Ronald Swede Jr. of College Station. That led to the identities of three others. 18-year-old Cedric Williams of College Station was arrested Tuesday, and 19-year-old Christian Shepherd of College Station the day before. The victim told police he was struck five times in the face, requiring stitches to two cuts to the bridge of his nose. WTAW News Time coming up on 836. It's 69 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news on the way today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Seinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the service you receive from Aggie-owned and operated Pronto Services. If your construction or oil field site needs roll-off dumpsters or porta-potties, Pronto Services can help. With quality equipment and same-day delivery and pickup, Pronto Services wants to earn your business with their same-day service guarantee. Call Pronto Services at 979-218-AGS9. That's 218-2479 or 979-571-5171. Pronto Services, your only call for construction and oil field site rentals.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email Sam at brianbroadcasting.com.
Shall we do some weather? Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders for more than 30 years. In addition to that, there's polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Morning cloudy. This will give way to sunshine for today. It's going to be a breezy day, high 75 to 80. There are some showers in the state, but they're well off to our north and east. We're clear tonight. Lows will be 45 to 50. Sunshine, pleasant tomorrow, 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be 50 to 55. It'll be partly sunny on Saturday. High temperatures are going to be around 75. We'll remain warm right into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Let's look ahead to the weekend with Texas A&M Athletics coming up tomorrow night at 6:35. Baseball starts a three-game series with Yale, 6:35 at Bluebell tomorrow night, and then coming up Saturday, 2:05, and on Sunday at 12:05. Your Aggie men's basketball team on Saturday at 11 a.m. will take on Vanderbilt. We'll broadcast the action at 10:30. It's going to be Senior Recognition Day at Reed. Vanderbilt, the opponent. Men's tennis has a couple of matches at the Mitchell Tennis Center on Sunday. 12 noon is first match, and that will be against Florida SEC action. They have a 4:30 match against Nicholls State, and again, that's on Sunday. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
What projects are on your spring list? New fence, new landscaping, trimming trees? Let Sioux Falls Prater Equipment help you get ready. Batteries for your equipment, still handheld products, pressure washers, lawnmowers, compact tractors, they have it all. Don't let this spring sneak up on you unprepared. Stop by and visit their friendly parts reps to find out how you can save, like up to $15 off Strongbox batteries and more for a limited time only. Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
8:40. So here we go. You know, China's almost like a different world. I don't know if you noticed that or not. They do things a little differently over there.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Healthcare in China. You can imagine that. China is cracking down harder on scalpers selling tickets for hospital appointments in big cities like Beijing and Shanghai. Police carried out several high-profile raids in the past weeks to drive home the point, according to state media. Ticket scalpers, or scalping, for the most part, is a way of life for the Chinese people. Scalpers are common sights, especially at entertainment shows and even outside train stations, where they resell tickets they have booked out for a higher price to the public. Most hospitals require that patients buy tickets to see a doctor. Tell me, what part of that world is something you'd want to be in?
Yeah.
Wow.
But the spotlight on the illegal practice is on the resellers outside hospitals right now, in large prompted by social media uproar after a video of a woman in Beijing decrying scalpers emerged and went viral. In the video, the woman furiously rails at scalpers in the lobby of a hospital where she has been waiting for 2 days to get admission to see a doctor.
See, what are the odds that a woman on crutches is standing there with two tickets up in the air and there's a guy next to her in a wheelchair that says need tickets? Yeah. It's like, look, you know.
Not like a football game. While hospitals charge $45 for registration, scalpers have taken all the registration tickets and they may sell them for as much as $680. Yeah. That's to get in to see the doctor, which I guess they don't have to pay for the doctor. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea.
But you got to register for the hospital for $600.
Oh, man. Okay, now, did you hear in the Wall Street Journal report, the early one, about the Texas tollway that is closing?
No.
Yeah. Okay, and here's the reason. I mean, I don't. Maybe you guys know somebody, but I know no one who has been on this 85-mile-an-hour road, excuse me, that goes basically around Austin. Have you been on that road?
I don't think so.
And that's part of the
problem. I've been on an 85-mile-an-hour tollway.
Well, this
this is the one that's parallel to 35?
State Highway 130, right.
Oh, then yes. One. I think that's it. That's the one that goes through San Marcos, or I mean, near Lockhart and Luling?
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
I love that thing.
Well, it's going
well. I understand. I honestly don't know how they make money. There's no one on it, which is why I love it.
Right.
And it costs me $10 to save 20 minutes.
Right.
Sometimes it's worth it.
And you're willing to do that.
Man, on a 3.5-hour drive, it cuts it down to just over 3. I'll take it.
All right. Well, what's interesting is, and I was talking to Frito in the a little earlier about this. So the company that built this thing, which is Cintra and Zachary American Infrastructure. Zachary is a big company based in San Antonio.
Yeah, I think he's an Aggie.
He is an Aggie. H.B. Zachary was the Aggie himself, built a lot of things on the
interesting
College
story about
Station
one
campus.
Of the hotels there for another time.
Oh, okay, we'll do that another time. But here's the deal, is this thing has filed bankruptcy. This company has filed bankruptcy, and As a matter of fact, it's about, well, it's got, I think, $1.3 billion in a loan that it got for, or funds that it got from the Federal Transportation Agency. Well, so yesterday they say that they're going to file for bankruptcy. It's State Highway 130 Concession Company is what it's called. It runs between Seguin and Mustang Ridge, south of Austin, filed Chapter 11. The four-lane toll road opened in 2012 as the highest speed limits in U.S. America. It was built to bypass the traffic that often will clog I-35 between San Antonio and Austin. It connects to a northern stretch of toll road that ends in Georgetown that was built by TxDOT. Obviously fallen far below the projections. Now, this was a $1.3 billion deal, and it's a 50-year agreement. There is one in Indiana that is $5.1 billion, so five times as big as this. But guess what?
What?
They've sold it to an Australian company. So, and this is what Frito and I were talking about. Do you build something knowing it will fail, but there will be someone that will be there to bail you out? In other words, going into the business knowing it will not be a going concern. I don't know that that's necessarily the case here, because it would seem on face like that would be a worthwhile thing. All you have to do is get caught in gridlock three times on I-35, and which means anytime between 2 in the afternoon and 9 at night. And you go, I don't want to do this anymore, and I'm willing to pay the, whatever you said, $10 to
didn't they sell
this.
Part of the Sam Houston Tollway in Houston to Arab concerns?
Well, I don't know. They may well have. I don't happen to have knowledge of that. But, I mean, this is maybe where we're going, is that these people will come in here, and I believe that that part of this, the Cintra part of it, is a Spanish? Spanish?
Oh, Cintra?
Cintra? Are they Spanish? Is that right?
I don't know.
Because this, you know, this is something that Governor Goodhair had put forth. So,
they appear to be from Spain.
Okay.
Madrid.
You know, here's the deal. This, you know, we want good roads. And I was talking to a lady last week who came from Colorado, and she had driven in from the airport in Austin. And she said, my goodness, the roads are really different here in Texas. I said, how do you mean?
Is that code?
Yeah, how do you mean? And she said, well, they're really, you know, they're very, very good roads. I said, well, we got a lot of miles we got to do. Hello?
Are they going to just barricade the thing off and close it down, or are they going to still let people drive on it?
I think they're going to stay open. They're not going to close the road. But it's like so many things in bankruptcy. We're calling it quits right now. We're putting a stake in the ground, and now we're going to try to renegotiate. Or in this case, I'm betting they're going to try to find a willing buyer, much like the people did in Indiana. And that's why I mentioned the Indiana piece. That's a $5 billion project. And I think it's in northern Indiana going over to Chicago. That's a $5 billion project, and they were able to find somebody who ponied up the bucks for that. So that's why I ask, okay, if we said to the public we're going to build this road and it's going to be run by people from Belgium, you know, then people are going to get all upset. Instead, what if we build it, and then it goes, air quotes, bankrupt, and then we'll sell it to these people from Belgium because they're going to come in, air quotes again, rescue us. Don't know. I hate to be conspiratorial about this, but it does bother me a little bit. Hello.
Hey, sorry to change topic on you, but on the A&M racial slur incident?
Yes.
I think the administration's using FERPA to hide the fact they didn't do anything, because FERPA doesn't restrict you from saying they expelled a student or discipline the student. It just says you can't say we disciplined a junior French basket weaving major from Snook.
Yeah.
Because that's identifying. They could say they expelled someone.
I got
you. They're not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
They're covering up saying, well, it's federal law. We can't do it.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. It may well be. I thought the wording was unusual there. That's got to be a legal slippery slope as to that person no longer being associated with the university, and you wonder what the steps were for that person to no longer be associated with the university. For example, maybe you get your tuition back. You know. The problem is we don't have, and it's amazing to me, that apparently we don't have any video record of this or any audio record of this, considering that everybody has something that is two or three clicks away from being able to record either audible or visual records of what's going on. But water under the bridge, trying to smooth this thing over, make sure it's not a speed bump, because, you know, The last thing he needs is the feds poking around. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Don't need the Office of Civil Rights coming in and talking about all this sort of stuff. Heaven knows we've seen enough of that. All right, it's 10 till.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox home comfort system. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Linux. Innovation never felt so good.
You know, it makes me smile when I hear the big banks trying to convince you they act like a community bank. I say, why don't you try the real thing? Brenham National Bank, serving the Brazos Valley since 1933. Member FDIC.
Since 1933, serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham.
Howdy, this is Pat Savchek. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Savchek's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Savchek Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
About 10 till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. I think Bill Oliver's been on that road. So, I mean, Patrick, you may not have seen him, but he was may not have been there at the same time. So today is the 75th birthday of M&M's, and a lady came by with a 14-pound bag of M&M's. That was very nice of her. It looked like a feed sack from Producers, okay? It was so big.
wait a minute. When did this happen?
It's here. It's out there.
Yeah, when did this happen?
I don't know. It happened in the last 30 minutes.
So you've been sitting on those for 30 minutes without telling us?
Nope. Did not. when they brought them in and showed them to me, I said, open them up and put them in a bowl in the break room. So that means that you have to go touch M&Ms that your coworkers have touched. So you just, you know, you're on your own.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just trying to figure out where I'm getting 14 pounds of Skittles.
Yeah. Although, yeah, it's too late. Maybe we'll have to do that next year, you know, if we're all still alive and working here. That's two things that could very well not be happening. So,
Josh, I hope so.
Goodness.
Gee, many Christmas, Scott.
Do you know something we don't?
No, I don't. No.
Okay. Two new studies suggest that cutting the cost of fruits and vegetables and bumping up the price on junk food could prevent thousands of deaths from heart disease and stroke each year.
Stop it.
Oh, sure.
Stop it.
WebMD says public policies that trim the cost of produce would make healthy eating affordable for Americans. Excuse me? Affordability has very little to do with it.
I was going to say, the high price of cigarettes and other illicit drugs stopping people.
Here's the deal. You put a Snickers in one hand and you put a Brussels sprout in the other. You hand that to a kid. You offer it to a kid. Where are they going? Okay. But you see, here's the deal. This would prevent thousands of deaths from heart disease and stroke. WebMD says that public policies that trim the cost of produce and make healthy food affordable for Americans is good. Findings presented at the American Heart Association meeting Tuesday say that those policies could translate into more than 500,000 lives saved over 20 years.
Has more to do with portability than anything else.
Guess what? We don't have room for 500,000 more people, okay? You're trying to act like more people on Earth is a good thing. Did you ever consider that Twinkies are part of thinning the herd?
Wait, so they're talking about subsidizing
fruit
to make it cost less?
What they're going to do is they're going to,
About start by cutting subsidies for sugar?
No, we have to raise the price of that so that then that money goes over to the farmers.
We subsidize one thing and then, oh no, it's not cost effective enough to get the healthy choice, so let's subsidize that too. Are you kidding me?
See what you did, Scott? You see that?
You're the one who likes Bernie.
A house is just that, a house. But turning a house into a home is something special. A home means family, memories, love, all put together just the way you like it. At Zornerman Flooring, we're honored to be a part of helping turn your house into a home. We'll have the flooring you want at a price you'll love. And our professional installation means no worries. We'd love you to visit our showroom at the corner of Boonville and Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Or visit our website at zfloors.com. Zorneman.net. Home is where the heart is. Zorneman Flooring.
You know, it makes me smile when I hear the big banks trying to convince you they act like a community bank. I say, why don't you try the real thing? Brenham National Bank, serving the Brazos Valley since 1933. Member FDIC.
Since 1933, serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
News Talk 680, that was just a little audio bomb. I did audio grenade. Didn't know if you were paying attention. About Bernie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're right. No, you're exactly right. Stop this. The subsidy on, I don't know if it's sugar or sugar cane or corn syrup corn or whatever, any of that stuff. No, you're right. That would be the logical way to do it. But, again, it's amazing that it's on the same website where they have people talking about the psychology of getting people to do what you want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be the same website that would tell us, okay, let's do this. Let's raise the price of this, lower the price of this through a price subsidy, and people will eat the healthier choice. They won't do it.
I don't know what did it, but something finally convinced my wife and I to not go out so much, to cook at home, to really pay attention to what we're eating. We're not perfect, but we've made significant changes. So the education out there helps, but it comes down to you making a personal decision.
Exactly right. Exactly right. You can have all the information that you need. You have to take the action. Speaking of take the action, I went down to get some water during the break, and the young lady at the front desk is so smart. I mean, she took that 12-pound bag of M&Ms and she put them into a bowl and put a spoon in there.
Look at that. So you can get one at a time.
Yeah, because she looks at the people she works with and doesn't want to be touching stuff they've touched. Just saying. All right, so you know it's important to drink enough water.
Yes.
Okay. And it's good for you. Why is it good for you? Number one, when you're dehydrated, you're slowing the flow of oxygen to your brain. That can result in shrinkage of your neurons, which will leave you distracted and not thinking clearly. That happens to me here all the time, especially between 6 and 9.
Because you're so busy you can't get water.
That's right. And your skin and your hair, they both need water to retain moisture, shine, and elasticity. Your mouth, lack of water leads to dry mouth, that's bad breath, and cavities. Your heart, dehydration lowers blood volume, forcing your heart to work harder. Your kidneys, they need that water to filter out the toxins. And lack of water can lead to urinary tract infections. And your toes. Did you know that drinking enough water can trigger muscle cramping?
Oh, yeah.
Your limbs and toes. So do that.
Oh, yeah.
Good to drink water. We're just letting you
Indeed.
Know.
Indeed.
Water.
People who were using those e-cigs to vape aboard airliners will no longer be allowed to do it next month. U.S. Transportation Department announced yesterday that the new rule applies to passengers on all U.S. American and foreign flights with flights within, into, and out of the country. You know, we were at an eatatorium the other day, and some guy just vaped this giant cloud that came wafting over. Now, it didn't smell like cigarette smoke, but it's still annoying.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, if you're not going to allow smoking, okay. I don't want to get into that argument because I think you ought to be able to smoke and then just let the marketplace decide. But Converse new Chuck Taylors will glow in the dark.
Oh, that's cool.
Calling it the most forward-thinking Chuck Taylor in over 100 years, Mashable.com says the new Chuck 2 spring styles will be made completely of reflective print canvas. The Chuck 2 reflective print shoes will include two different kinds. There'll be camo and star prints in white and red, both high-top and low-top versions. Star prints will be available in April. Prices are $80 to $85, which in the shoe world is
that's pretty cheap.
Pretty
how's
reasonable.
That forward-thinking? It's not new technology.
No, it's not, but putting it in there and making it available is,
okay,
apparently.
Fine.
Authorities in Missouri say a guy advertised on Craigslist looking for children to claim as dependents. 37-year-old Raheem McLean of Ozark placed an ad that read, "If you have some kids you aren't claiming, I'll pay you $750 each to claim them on my..."